Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
After a year off, another E3 has finally came and went. Considering the year we've all had, it was pretty decent as well, in my opinion, giving us a whole bunch of new game announcements, as well as deeper dives into titles that were already revealed. If you missed it, or just want a quick catch-up from yours truly though, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and this is E3 2021, 20 huge video game announcements you need to know about. Number 20, Elden Ring is coming January 21st, 2022. They finally did it. In the E3 adjacent Summer Games Fest, From Software finally lifted the veil on what Elden Ring is. You know, that action RPG that everyone's been talking about non-stop for like 2 years now and that we've had no details on until now. The mesmerizing 3-minute gameplay reveal trailer looked just as stunning as everyone wanted it to be, giving us hints at new gameplay features like mounted combat and a deeper look at the beautiful world. Of course, there are plenty of giant imposing baddies that look like they were bred purposefully to ruin your day as well, and hopefully we'll find out more before the game drops on January 21st, 2022. Number 19, Starfield is an Xbox/PC exclusive and releases November 11th, 2022. 3 years after it was officially announced, we finally got our first proper look at Bethesda's Starfield. Though the trailer didn't reveal all that much, it was mainly just a cinematic, Todd Howard & Co. did reveal a bunch more about the game in follow-up interviews, which we handily covered in a pretty extensive news video the other day, so you should totally check that out if you want a deeper dive on what this game's about. The biggest news, however, came from the surprise announcement of an actual release date. Dropping 11 years after Skyrim, the game will be coming on the 11th of the 11th, 2022. And to clear up any confusion, it was also confirmed to be a Microsoft exclusive, so you're not going to be able to play it on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, or anything like that. I know to a lot of people, that'll be a huge bummer. Number 18, Rocksmith Plus is a music learning subscription service. For many, Rocksmith was a far more appealing alternative to the likes of Guitar Hero and Rock Band, namely because it let you use your actual guitar and subsequently learn how to use the instrument along the way. Almost an entire decade later, Ubisoft has announced Rocksmith Plus, which will be a subscription-based sequel that builds on what the original brought to the table. Key features include being able to use your phone's microphone to put your inputs into the game, as well as a much bigger selection of licensed tracks, which are apparently going to cross pretty much every genre that you can think of. Number 17, Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope is due in 2022. Even though he was out on a boat somewhere in the middle of nowhere, when this game was announced at E3, I could hear the tears of happiness pouring from Scott Tailford's face. And that's partly because this new game will send the series into space. The trailer also confirmed that the rabid Rosalina would be joining the crew alongside a new sidekick called Sparks. Sparks of Hope is opting for a more non-linear approach to the gameplay as well, dropping the grid in the first game and opting for a more free-flowing combat experience. Number 16, Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life is a Pirates of the Caribbean themed free DLC. Sea of Thieves continues to be one of the most surprisingly prosperous new IP that Microsoft has put out over the past decade, and that's partly thanks to its success on Game Pass. Consequently, developers Rare did reveal that a new DLC is on the way in the form of Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life, which will actually be a crossover with the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long for this to happen as well. The reveal trailer showed off the presence of one Captain Jack Sparrow, who was voiced by a pretty impressive but still unknown voice actor. The DLC campaign will add 5 new tales to the experience, and better yet, fans don't actually have that long to wait. That's because A Pirate's Life will be available for free on June 22nd. Number 15, Massive Entertainment's new Avatar game is Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora. Do you want a new Avatar game? No? Well, tough, because it's coming next year, and I don't truly know why. Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora is a game that we've known about for a while, but it was confirmed now to be a first-person open-world game. And admittedly, the cinematic trailer was pretty fun. Rather than tie directly into any of the four, yes, four Avatar sequels that are apparently allegedly on the way, I don't even believe they're real, this is actually going to be a standalone experience that tells its own unique story and fleshes out other parts of Pandora. Let's just hope that it's much better than the last Avatar game that Ubisoft put out, which everyone just played to pad their achievement stats. Don't lie to me, I know you've done it. Number 14, Forza Horizon 5 is set in Mexico and releasing November 9th. The next mainline Forza Motorsport game has been surprisingly absent from Microsoft showings over the past couple of years, but they did make up for it this year by announcing that Forza Horizon 5 was on the way. As has long been rumored, Forza Horizon 5 will take place in a version of Mexico, which looked absolutely stunning in the gameplay that we got to see. The gameplay that we did get to see was just genuinely eye-wateringly beautiful, and if you're a fan of these games, you're no doubt going to be excited when this drops this year on November 9th, and you can also, of course, get it day one on Xbox Game Pass. God, that sounds like an advertisement. I'm not advertising this game, it just came out that way. Number 13, Metroid Dread brings the franchise back to 2D. Metroid fans haven't had it easy this decade, but Metroid Dread could be the tonic that they need. A sequel to Metroid Fusion, this new title will return the franchise back to its glorious 2D roots. Also referred to in the trailer as Metroid 5, the story is apparently going to act as the culmination of one long story arc, which has no doubt made expectations for this title even higher than they already were. From the team that brought us Samus Returns, for many this was undeniably the highlight of the entire Nintendo Direct, and hopefully it will be a crowd pleaser when it drops this October. Number 12, The Outer Worlds 2 is happening. The hilariously tongue-in-cheek trailer for The Outer Worlds 2 mocked the fact that the developers pretty much don't know what the sequel's going to be, don't have any designs in place, and have absolutely no idea when it's actually going to come out. Still, it was exciting to see, and admittedly, developers at Obsidian have revealed a few more details about the game since that trailer dropped. Apparently, it's going to take place in an entirely new solar system, focus on an entirely new crew, but hopefully retain the core tone and atmosphere that made the original game such a fan hit. However, Obsidian already has plenty on its plate at the moment, so don't expect to see this one again anytime soon. Number 11, Breath of the Wild 2's gameplay reveal. After years of silence, we finally got our first look at the gameplay of Breath of the Wild 2. Though it was admittedly short and sweet, we did get a look at new ways to traverse around the map, which looks somehow even more vertical than the one that was in the original game. Teasing new powers, new enemies, and a mysterious story, there's still plenty we have to see before this game drops, but at least now we have a vague release window of 2022. Number 10, Rainbow Six Extraction takes the series to sci-fi territory and releases September 16th. In the days leading up to E3, Ubisoft did confirm that Rainbow Six Quarantine, as it was unveiled in 2019, had been renamed Rainbow Six Extraction for obvious reasons. Extraction confirms the game will see players teaming up in groups of three to battle hordes of mutated alien creatures, which is admittedly a far cry from the series' more gritty and grounded roots. Still, players will be able to use their favourite Siege operators when the game drops this September. Number 9, Halo Infinite Multiplayer is revealed, full game launches holiday 2021. The latest single-player trailer for Halo Infinite showed the Master Chief conversing with a Cortana-esque-like AI, which is apparently going to be her replacement after she was tasked with being deleted. On the multiplayer front, we also got a reiteration that this part of the game is going to be free-to-play, and we also got a look at that sick single-player grappling hook being used in the multiplayer to pick up weapons from afar and just slapping fools with them. It was great, and grappling hooks should be in every game ever. Microsoft also confirmed that the single player and multiplayer will be both coming this fall, though we didn't get a specific date. Still, going by the improved graphical fidelity and how strong the game looks now, it's pretty clear that the last minute delay last year was well and truly worth it, even though there was no Craig in sight. Number 8, all of these Xbox Game Pass release dates. Arguably, the real winner of E3 2021 wasn't any individual franchise or any game or even any publisher, it was Xbox Game Pass. Of the 30 games shown at Microsoft and Bethesda's conference, a whopping 27 of them will be coming to Xbox Game Pass day one. That's crazy. The more prominent dates include, and let me just check my notes here, 12 Minutes coming August 19th, Psychonauts 2 coming August 25th, Age of Empires 4 coming October 28th, Shredders coming December, Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl out in April 28th, 2022, Halo of course out this fall, and in the TBA 2022 stakes, we've got Party Animals, Somerville, Slime Rancher 2, and Replaced. Seriously, I know we sing the praises of Game Pass every single video we do, but the value can't be argued with. Number 7. Arkane Studios' new game is a vampire-themed co-op shooter called Redfall. One of my personal games of the show, we finally got a look at Arkane Studios' next game, which is an open-world co-op vampire shooter hybrid. It looks weird, but it looks cool. While it can be played in multiplayer, however, the developers did emphasize that solo players are also welcome and they'll have just as good of an experience. The cinematic trailer was a whole load of fun as well, with a really humorous but dark tone and a lot of really cool character designs. And given Arkane's pedigree, this is an amazing concoction, and we'll find out more when the Xbox exclusive drops sometime in 2022. Number 6, Eidos Montreal's Guardians of the Galaxy is a single player game and releases October 26th. Square Enix devoted more than 15 minutes of their showing to their Guardians of the Galaxy game, which is kind of testament to just how much confidence they have in this title. And for many, the appeal of this superhero game, as opposed to something like Square Enix's The Avengers, is how much of a focus is being put on single-player gameplay only. In fact, it might actually be a detriment to this game in a way, because despite having the entire Guardians roster by your side, you're actually only going to get to play as Star-Lord himself. Still, hopefully this makes for a more focused and complex experience. The biggest surprise though is not only that it's single player only, but that it's coming out this year on October 26th, which just sounds mad. Every single time I say it, I have to fact check myself because I can't believe it's coming out so soon. Let's just hope they've learned their mistakes from the Avengers. Number 5, Avalanche Studios' new game is Contraband. Avalanche Studios, the team behind Just Cause, the criminally underrated Mad Max and Rage 2, released the first trailer for their new IP Contraband at E3. This cinematic teaser didn't show off any gameplay, but did confirm that the game is a co-op open-world action-adventure game, seemingly with a focus on pulling off daring heist missions and set in the 70s. Of course, this is also one of the games that's coming to Xbox Game Pass day one as well. Number 4, Final Fantasy Origin: Stranger of Paradise is a Team Ninja spin-off releasing in 2022. Final Fantasy fans hoping to see Final Fantasy 16 or even Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2 at this year's E3 were left somewhat disappointed by those no-shows. Still, all is not lost because Square Enix did at least reveal a brand new spin-off set in this franchise. This comes by way of excellent developers Team Ninja and has been described as a bold new vision for Final Fantasy. The combat here was easily the scene stealer, and while you might be a bit frustrated that the graphics look a little bit underbaked, you can't help but crack a smile at a game whose protagonist is literally out to kill chaos. Mwah. It's just, that's perfect. A trial version of the game is actually available for PlayStation 5 players right now who get to play it until June 24th before the game drops proper next year. Number 3, A Plague Tale Requiem is coming in 2022. A Plague Tale Innocence was one of the best received games of 2019, and now fans have a proper sequel to look forward to in the guise of A Plague Tale Requiem. The teaser doesn't give much away at all, sadly, but did confirm that the two lead characters of the last game will be reappearing alongside rats. Lots and lots of rats. Streets full of rats, pretty much acting like waterfalls, just going through the streets. There's a lot of rats. The game's dropping on PC and Xbox Series X/S sometime in 2022. Number 2, Battlefield 2042's gameplay reveal shows off 128 player insanity. Battlefield 2042 had its first official unveiling a few days before E3, but it wasn't until Microsoft's conference that we got a proper look at the actual multiplayer gameplay. And thankfully, it looked just as glorious as 128 player matches, or 64 if you're playing on last-gen machines, has to offer. From wingsuits to ziplines to airdrop tanks to goddamn tornadoes, there is a hell of a lot going on, and I for one am just so thankful that Battlefield is back after an absence that seems like a pretty lengthy one. It's set to be the most ambitious Battlefield title yet, and presumably we'll find out more with the EA Play on July 22nd. The game itself drops this October. Number 1, Diablo II Resurrected is releasing September 23rd. It was announced earlier this year that a remaster of the iconic Diablo 2 was on the way in some form, but now we've got a proper look at Diablo 2 Resurrected, which is dropping this September. I know, September's suddenly got very packed. Following the overwhelmingly negative response to Warcraft 3 Reforged the other year, Blizzard has been eager to get out and say that they're not going to make the same mistakes and are actively looking at fan feedback to help influence what this remaster should be. Despite being unveiled at the Microsoft conference, though, this is one of the few games that isn't coming to Game Pass day one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.